Welcome to Mrigashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Radha Radhakrishnan, and this podcast is brought to you in association with DigiTales. Metros across the country have resumed service. We speak to Anandita Sinha, Head Corporate Communications, L&T Hyderabad Metro Rail. She shares Hyderabad Metro's communication strategy during and post-lockdown.
Basically, we just wanted to understand that suddenly, operationally, from a communication standpoint, there are many things that we need to do, even, you know, with either with general public or our internal stakeholders or anybody else for that matter.
Right.
So I just wanted to understand what kind of process you had, what kind of challenges you had, how did you guys, you know, work around it?
You know, the crisis started increasing, the huge number of cases went continuously became high. That is where now we became little unnerved is the term, but yeah, we were quite upset then how to run the business. So, you know, Metro is shut for so many days. So, the first month loss was X amount. Now 2 months after lockdown, all this news came coming. But people understood, but, you know, we had nothing new to say. What then realized is we have to go more on online, because social media has to be really active, and what we have to try to do is we have to keep our followers and the commuters who were in touch with us on social media, they have to be kept engaged. So we started with different campaigns. We went back, you know, then and now, how Metro was, Metro started, when the project started. In fact, we went on with the areas, you know, that suppose a location, it was completely vacant at a part of time, and then the viaduct came, you know, the line came. So those were the transformative campaigns we started doing. We started doing some quiz, did you know, or just, you know, feel good factor, just, you know, pepping up the commuter's mood. So just engagement. We tried to do a lot of engagement.
Did you also feel the need for increasing social listening?
Our commuters, okay, they are very Hyderabad. It's very state-wise. Okay, it's not of, the issue may be of national importance, but followers, they are more, local.
Correct.
So, in fact, we also tried earlier to see how we can get people nationally as our followers. But honestly speaking, it did not really work out. And then because we had tried different strategies where we saw that, they are liking local content also. Okay, because this is a place, you know, Southern India, I'm sure you know, they are too much into Tollywood, you know, films.
Yeah, I'm completely familiar with Hyderabad.
So, yeah, exactly. So, we try to engage through those sort of campaigns, those sort of creatives, those sort of posts, where, because, you know, we tried earlier, we saw that people like local news more, local, city-based information, city-based glamour, city-based activities more. So we completely then change our mind. This I'm talking about much before lockdown. So here now we try to do all those activities where we can keep our people engaged, like one also through email. You know, we have a huge database about around 3,500 email IDs with us. We had a brand ambassador campaign. So for that, we got many email IDs. The database is with us. So we used that, you know, through those emails, we kept on sending messages, bulk mails, of course, MB's messages, MB's video, MB's static message, saying that we are there, you know, we are missing you. So, you know, the missing you factor and those we harped on more, that we are ready, we are missing you. Okay, do you remember your travel? Okay, tell us about some incident or share us your earlier photos. So that way we kept them more and more, engaged, so that we don't lose followers. And we could see that, yes, initially it wasn't that big a number, but then slowly we saw things improve, and people started, the engagement started, people started responding, people commented, people shared. And typically another thing we had realized this year, or maybe mostly in Facebook, the videos sell more,
okay,
sell more than the static posts. And right. Real-time faces, real-time, we have a huge a team of lady loco pilots. Okay, so mm-hmm. Project, we used to show how women empowerment, we believe in it, women equality, because, all the loco pilots, most of them are ladies, the girls, young girls. And in fact, the inaugural train where Honorable Prime Minister rode, that was also driven by a lady loco pilot. So okay. Those angle we've got, we silence of the rail. Okay, that was one. And we showed all the trains which were kept on the shed, or some upkeep going on, or those were very interesting photos, trains graphically wearing masks. So this sort of campaigns we kept on doing. Yes, of course, the anchor was a digital medium for us, for sure.
We're taking a short break. We'll be back with more interesting inputs from Anindita. Stay tuned. Welcome back. We're talking to Anindita Sinha of L&T Hyderabad Metro Rail. What about concerns about safety? How did you address that?
We are getting more engagement, traction. So accordingly, we used to. So there was a science behind it. So it was, I would say, the communication was a blend of art and science, creativity and strategy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So
completely agree normal, with you.
Yes. So, the new normal with real images, as I said. And each and every, how the train markings are done. And trust me, these all activities were being done during the lockdown. And it's mm-hmm. a huge activity. We have, 69.2 kilometers of stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all the, first day, 230 trains operated. So, all these trains the markings had to be there. The station floor marking had to be there. The lift marking had to be there. The signages and do's and don'ts had to be there. Then your thermal camera, pedal pressed sanitizer stands had to be installed. So it's a huge activity, back end work, I would say. But hats off to the team, the operations team, they did a fabulous job. And that is how we started the metro. So now what we are posting is we are more and more, we are talking, we are sharing. Of course, MD's video always has a message came welcoming all the commuters. Through radio also we did it, all the mm-hmm. promotion. Yeah, through radio also, Radio City. We partnered that one should travel, what MD is asking, that please have trust in us and travel with Metro. And, really, Radio FM, we had tied up for the in-train announcements. Okay, mm-hmm. That do's and don'ts. The QR code was installed inside the train, and this T-Savari app, which I said, other than the Aarogya Setu app, which is from the government, T-Savari is our own app. So you had to keep, for the QR tracking, you need to scan it inside the train. This has already started, do's and don'ts. And of course, what else? Radio, yes, I have already said.
One challenge most companies had during lockdown was keeping their employees' motivation and morale high. What did you do?
Now, you have a mix of employees who take it as a holiday. So, we had to bring them out from a holiday mood. Also, people who were really depressed with the scenario around. So, We started engaging with them. Like, suppose each HOD, like, I kept regular, con calls or, virtual meetings with the team members, giving them some tasks and setting timelines, that we have to do this. We had created very interesting, different interesting graphical posts. We keep them engaged, saying, what are you doing at home? Send us your photos and we will send to all users on mail. So, these sort of activities we did. And another very beautiful thing our organization did is connecting with each and every employee. Almost, we are a small organization, of course, but we have our partner organizations also. So connecting with all of them to find out how they are from the human angle, because the human angle was very important at this time. So we were trying to find out, and whoever required any medical help, trust me, any COVID test, any hospitalization, then insurance, we are one of the very fortunate organization. They really worked on it, that how to get a COVID cover. Of course, that time many insurance company also were coming up with different schemes, so to give an additional cover. So the employee, for me, of course, I believe that employees are the best brand ambassadors for a company. It works more than a celebrity, I feel so. And that is, we wanted them to be with us. We all wanted to be together. There's in sociology, there's a term called collective effervescence, all on the same thing, speaking correct. The same language. That was something we really hopped on. Of course, engagement, I said, we kept them engaged. Webinars, of course. I know now it becomes too taxing at times, but that time webinars happened. Senior management, not only from L&T Natural Hyderabad, but our chairman, L&T Group chairman, Mr. S. N. Subramanian, even our chairman emeritus, Mr. Aim Nayak. So they all came on Zoom, connecting with all, L&TI as a whole.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Anindita. This was very nice talking to you.
Stay tuned. Next, we'll be talking to Ashwani Singla, founding managing partner of Astrum, on the new advertising code. Recently, the Government of India released a draft advertising code. The code says celebrity endorsers should now endorse based on either adequate information or should have experienced the product or service they are endorsing. What does this mean? We spoke to Ashwani Singla, founding managing partner Astrum, and this is what he had to say.
A lot of people these days are into influencer marketing, into celebrity endorsements across all kinds of platforms, both traditional and new media. So how do you see this development panning out?
Look, if a person has a following and people tend to believe or follow a person, then any product or service that they endorse must come with the necessary checks and balances for the endorser.
Okay.
I.e., the fact that an endorser has taken to endorse a product, making other people believe that he is either a user or a buyer or a customer of that product, then I think it's only fair to expect the fact that they would have confidence in the product or the buyer or the service.
That's true. But there is also, if you look at it that way, there is a moral and ethical dilemma on the part of the endorser as well, right? I mean, this is something that's been there for probably decades, right?
Yeah, so there are several issues involved, and it's not as simple that we can oversimplify to say, should an endorser be responsible for product? What happens if the person that has endorsed a product is good, but in times it fails? Let's say a reality project that is endorsed by a celebrity. The product was good, but over a period of time, the project faces a financial difficulty and it fails. Should the endorser be responsible for that? So I think that's where I'm coming to, that it's not a simple question of, okay, so should the endorser be held accountable to the extent possible? Because you cannot control every element and variable in business. Neither can an endorser know the great details of every intricacy of a product or a service to be in absolute confidence to say, look, I understand it. And therefore, I'm telling you to go buy it.
I understand. But one question I had was that, you know, we are also, you know, from a country where you have a lot of people who are from non-urban markets. And therefore, sometimes the awareness and the education on these particular aspects can be low. And they tend to eventually can become gullible consumers. So do you think some statute of this nature is also like a, you know, counterbalance to protect them?
I think so. Look, I don't know. That's why I said I cannot comment on the statute because I haven't read it to be fully educated on it, to give you an informed opinion. But I certainly feel that there has to be some responsibility laid on to the claims supported by an endorser. They have to be responsible, right? Because they are selling something and it can't be misleading or false.
Mm-hmm.
I can't comment on the statute because I haven't seen it or read it, but I certainly believe that every influencer, every endorser has that responsibility to ensure that due diligence is done. You and I, for example, in the consulting business, will not take a client unless we do our due diligence on the veracity of the client, right? Ultimately, it's correct. Our reputation on the line.
Correct, correct.
So I think due diligence is a necessary part of any exercise if we are trying to advocate for something or market something. Mm-hmm. It can't be false, misleading, or misrepresented. There are times when advertising is made for very false products or things which are misrepresented, and there has to be a due penalty for it.
Mm-hmm. Cool, understood. And thanks for your time.
That's all we have in this episode of Mrugashira. We'll be back again next week. Do send us your comments and feedback to mrugashira@digitales.co.in. I repeat, mrugashira@digitales.co.in. We'll see you next week. Till then, stay safe, stay happy.